Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. Dave Hook here. I entitled this devotion, Embrace the Mission. And it's based upon my reflections upon Nehemiah 2, verses 3 through 5. I want to begin reading a very intense and very unique portion of a sermon written by Pastor David Wilkerson back in September 15th, 2002. It was entitled, A Call to Anguish. Now, you may say right up front, what is he talking about? What does anguish have to do with vision? Well, follow me. I think the Lord's going to take us somewhere here today. This is what Pastor David said. All true passion is born out of anguish. All true passion for Christ comes out of a baptism of anguish. You search the scripture, and you'll find that when God determined to recover a ruined situation, he would seek out a praying man, and he'd take him down to the waters of anguish. He would share his own anguish for what God saw happening to his church and to his people. He would find that praying man, and he would take that man and literally baptize him in anguish. You find it in the book of Nehemiah. Jerusalem is in ruins. This is the center of God's interest on earth at the time. His holy city is wasted, and it's full of iniquity. We spend a great deal of time dreaming up big things for God. I know I've done that. Fashioning this mission for him and his church, only to find it wasn't God's mission at all. And at times, we may find it was God's mission, but not for us. And then there are times when he invites us into his world, to see things from his perspective. And he calls us to join him in what he's about to do. We see this woven into the narrative of God's word through the lives of Abraham and Moses, and here, Nehemiah. The ruins of Jerusalem are archetypal of the spiritual condition of Judah. What if Nehemiah just threw up his hands and walked away saying, I can't, it's a mess. This is hopeless, and it's not worth the fight. It's just too much. It isn't worth it. You see, God takes us to the depths of reality before he raises us to the heights of his power and purpose. Out of the ruins of despair, disillusionment, destruction, and doubt, God's mission is born. There's a season of awakening, repentance, and reconciliation that's about to occur. God invites Nehemiah to join him in accomplishing this mission. And as Henry Blackaby would say, it was a God-sized task. You see, often when the Father reveals his purposes and ways to his people and invites them to join him, the initial response is, we can't do this. But when someone decides to embrace God's mission, he will take them first and foremost to the profound realization of their sin, weakness, inadequacy, and humanity. Now, why would he do that? Because I've learned that when we finally reach the end of ourselves, that is where the Father begins. You see, the more we fall weak before him on our knees, the more he shows us himself and what he's about to do. Like Moses, Jonah, Gideon, we question, we doubt, we make excuses. Or like the apostles, when challenged to feed the multitudes, we see, we assess, we address the situation through human reason and resources. But when we offer ourselves up to the Lord's purposes, he takes us beyond ourselves. And like Isaiah, he creates character to match the assignment. At just the right time, the Father provides all we need to accomplish what he has placed before us. Embracing God's mission doesn't mean we resolve to work harder for God, but to make whatever adjustments needed in order to work with him as he works in and through us in ways we would have never imagined on our own. Embrace the mission, church. Grace and peace to you in Christ.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.